You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
Extant, the UK's leading performing arts company of blind and visually impaired artists, will be returning to the Edinburgh Festival Fringe this summer, following on from the success of their landmark 2025 programme. The company will be presenting three enhanced shows alongside a new showcase in partnership with Underbelly, the principal venue partner, on the 18th of August, celebrating a number of the most exciting visually impaired led performers, including stand-up, cabaret, dance, theatre and new writing. I'm delighted to say that joining me now here on RNIB Connect Radio is Amelia Cavallo, who will be presenting an evening with Tito Bone as part of the showcase on the 18th of August at Underbelly. Hi Amelia, and thanks for joining me here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Hi there, thanks for having me.
So firstly, Amelia, for anyone who has not met you before, or Tito Bone, do give me a little bit of background of, I suppose, you as a performer and a little bit about Tito Bone too.
Sure. So kind of I'll answer your question backwards. So Tito Bone is my drag persona. Tito is your average blind, non-binary, bisexual drag king, you know, just the average one. And my background is as a multidisciplinary performer and storyteller. So as Tito, I sing, I dance around, I have a very sparkly glitter beard and very shiny suits. And my show, An Evening with Tito Bone, also known as The World is Burning, So Please Enjoy My Drag Show, is fully integrated audio description. And I spend an hour talking you through my journey as a drag performer, from how I started to how it's going to a little bit of what I hope for in the future. And it is all meant to be an expression of queer disabled joy and pride and a little bit of camp, you know, lots of silliness. Hopefully it makes you laugh, all that kind of stuff.
And do you hope that people who do attend the showcase on the 18th of August at Underbelly might be a little bit enlightened, maybe have their eyes opened and possibly a little bit shocked too?
Maybe. I'd say the shock depends on what your average kind of performance experience is. I do some burlesque in my show. I haven't decided yet if I'm going to take that specifically to the showcase on the 18th. But if that is not your usual like evening entertainment, then it might be a little shocking to you. But otherwise, hopefully it's just fun. You know, I think I'm really interested in embracing things that make you just feel joy for the sake of feeling joy. The world is really hard right now for disabled people, for queer people. So having a little relief from that is, I think, a good thing.
And it's fantastic that access at the Edinburgh Festival Fringe just seems to be getting better and better every year. And as a performer, what does it mean to you to be up in Edinburgh and to see all the great work that's being done around access at the Festival Fringe for both visually impaired performers and audience members?
I think that if I had to explain it in one word, I would say, finally. I am in my 40s. I've been performing professionally in the UK and internationally for 20 years. One of my first professional gigs was with Extant at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival. So this, in a lot of ways, feels like I'm coming home. And it's just really exciting to think about, because when it was, you know, 2006, 2007, Extant was this tiny company that was bringing up their show, The Effing and Blinding Cabaret, that was just, you know, kind of done on a hope and a dream and one suitcase full of stuff. And now it's this big showcase and this big, you know, takeover of this really important venue with, you know, a lot of things that are made for and led by blind people. And I just don't think that happens ever enough as it should. So I hope that this is, I mean, I'm really excited about it. I know that the other performers that are going to be showcasing their work do incredible things, really different things to me as well. It's going to be a really varied show in terms of the content that you're going to get. And I just hope this is a good example to venues, promoters, bookers, other performers about how much expertise is in the blind arts community and how much we should be getting more space than we do.
Yeah, I think you're right, because I think, you know, sort of every year there seems to be more blind and visually impaired performers at Edinburgh, you know, whether it's part of extant or on their own. And I do think that's, I suppose, in a way shows people that, you know, theatre performing can be accessible, but as you say, also letting venues know about how they can make their performances accessible, because I think that's the thing which really needs to sort of maybe, I don't know, have a little bit more push against, because some venues do some fantastic work, but I think there's possibly a lot more that can be done.
Absolutely.
And are there any sort of acts in the showcase that you're looking forward to experiencing yourself?
I mean, is it a cop-out to say they're all going to be really good? I will give a little shout out to a couple. So there's some really good stand-up. I actually, some of them I'm not as clear what they're doing, but I think there's definitely going to be some wonderful stand-up. I know there's another blind drag performer, Ebony Rose Dark, who's going to show some developments of a new show that they're making. There's also Holly Thomas, who's a visually impaired dancer that I've worked with before, who does incredible work. Yeah, there's a lot of really, it's all really varied. I can't actually believe how much we're packing into this show. I think there's going to be, yeah, there's going to be dance, there's going to be drag, there's going to be stand-up, there's going to be joy, laughter, maybe some tears, good tears. You know, I think it's going to be really cool.
And how do you find it as a visually impaired performer, sort of getting around Edinburgh as a performer, sort of getting backstage, getting to the venues and getting to your digs and stuff?
Well, I am one of the fortunate few who still currently has access to work in place. So I have an access worker that comes with me when I perform, and that makes it, honestly, it makes the difference between me being able to do my job and not do my job a lot of the time. I've spent a fair amount of time in Edinburgh, both during the Fringe and outside of the Fringe, and it is like two different worlds. Edinburgh during the Fringe is really fun, but also really chaotic. So I expect that it's going to be a little challenging, but I know I'm really excited that I'm doing this with Extant, because I know that they will have the access in place. That's one of the things that you can always trust when you're working with Extant, is that they're going to take care of you, which is really good. And I've got my support in place, so it's going to be fine. When I've done the Fringe kind of more on my own, that's when it's been a little bit more challenging, I'll say.
So finally, Amelia, if people would like to find out more about the Extant showcase on the 18th of August at Underbelly, which also includes Tito Bone as well, where can people go to find out more?
So I believe you can go to the Extant website, which is extant.org.uk. You can also check out social media for Extant. And I will also be sharing this on my own Instagram at King Tito Bone, and also the company that I co-run with my wife, Quiplash. We're going to share it at Quiplash Arts. And I'm sure there are other places. I think we saw it on LinkedIn. So yeah, there are many places you can go and find out more. The Underbelly website, I'm assuming, will have stuff as well.
Yeah, so lots of places people can find out more and book their tickets to see you and the other performers. Well, thank you so much indeed, Amina, for chatting with me here on RNIB Connect Radio and telling me more about the Extant Showcase at Underbelly on the 18th of August as part of the Edinburgh Festival Fringe 2026.
Thank you very much.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.